Yeah, pleased overall. I think that's what you mean to ask me. Very, very pleased to have played a full-time side, a side that have big squad, big playing budget, and should really be coming here and putting two or three past us quite comfortably. For us to have had a clean sheet, been as comfortable in what we wanted to do in the game, I think they'll have probably enjoyed more possession. But we were comfortable, thought we defended well in two shapes, reacted quite well. And then, yeah, at the end, we should probably nick it with the chances. We had the header from the corner, the ball that comes across the box, we had the 2v1. So I think I'm very, very pleased with the performance against a side that the gulf's enormous between the National League and the National League North. And for us to have been two clean sheets against the sides of that level and get the chance to dance with them again in 10 days, let's see what plays out in the replay.
And you had the chances.
Yeah, the first one, what a save Stockdale's made in the first half from Adam Thomas. I think against a goalkeeper that doesn't have his pedigree, that probably goes in the net, doesn't it? The one at the end when the ball's flashed across for Cates. We've had the 2v1, George Glendon, Charlie Caton. And they're all positives for me. So there's a frustration that we've not won a game at home because our record here has been excellent. We've obviously, everything we've hit's been going in. We've been winning games over the last sort of month or so. So yeah, there's a frustration, but there's an excitement of, I think we've seen how competitive we can be, and I think in 10 days' time, with no doubt what will be a massive following, it's the type of game that we would win at. To be going there full of confidence, to have been on the run that we've on, to have seen over the 90 minutes that we can compete first and foremost and get on top in some areas, it'll give us the opportunity. And look, said some stuff during the week, some of it's true. Charlie Caton's not stepped foot on the training ground for the last however long since the Scunthorpe game until yesterday. Joel Taylor, not trained since last weekend, has played through a knock. Adam Thomas, not trained. Reece Daly, one day's training. Liam Edwards, been off ill all week. We couldn't have been any weaker in terms of physically the barest of bones as we were for this game. That's been the problem in the build-up. So you've had a lot of lads there that have come back from injury. Prep-wise, it's all been on the screen, and that's probably why we're so pleased that we've had to show the players this is how we want to set up, this is what we want to do. In 10 days' time, we will have physically, certainly, all going to plan, will be a lot better and a lot readier, and I think you saw that in the last 15 minutes of the game that we were able to get on top physically. So I'm quite positive, I'm quite optimistic, but yeah, frustrated that we've not won the game. And how good does that sound to say for us that we're frustrated against a side? If it's rumoured the fee that they paid for the centre forward in the summer, that's 50% of our playing budget on one human being, and there's us being as competitive as we were. So look forward to going to York. It's the type of game that our club will do really well, and we really look forward to it in 10 days' time.
And you changed the shape towards the end of the second period as well, which then gave you the ascendancy, and you really came forward then, didn't you, after that shape changed?
So we worked on... They started 3-5-2 last week, but they were going to be restricted by, obviously, Marsh's cup tied. So will they go back to the 3-4-3 they've been playing, but obviously lost a couple of games? They changed midway through the game last week when they played up against Halifax. And they were quite creative with a build-up play. So one of the ball side centre midfielders would drop out. McLaughlin would play quite high. So we worked on everything they might do. Will it be 3-5-2, 3-4-3? They went right up against us in the first half. And I just thought they gave us a little bit of a problem at times where we were caught. Can we get proper pressure on the ball? Or are we having to drop back in a shape? And when we drop back in a shape at times, diagonal passes hurt us, switches of play hurt us. So we worked and it was quite seamless with it. I thought the players did it really well. We had a shape, we had a hybrid shape, and then we committed to getting the three centre halves on. But it was all about being able to trouble their back line, which I thought we did. And the frustration I take as a positive, and I think that's really important, that we're not walking out the ground going, wow, we're back in the FA Cup first round proper. We've got this really exciting board behind us, and we're talking about how we should be in the second round against the side that should be swatting us. Let's have it right. The gulf between the National League and the North financially is laughable. And for us to be in a competitive, to hear their players as complimentary about us as they were after the game, you've got to be excited about 10 days' time.
The positive is you're still in the cup. You're in the draw for the second round. You've got a game against York in 10 days' time. The negative, if you like, it's another game.
Yeah, I like
in
football.
A crowded fixture list.
You'll be made up. You like watching us. Yeah, there's a little bit of that. Obviously, we're not playing on Tuesday because of those County Shield important competitions that really rule football. There's one of those, so we obviously don't get to play today, don't get to play Tuesday. That's what I think is daft. I really think that for us to not play on Tuesday night, historically, certainly in the last 12 months, we've been at our best on a Saturday, Tuesday, when we hit rhythm, and we're in some rhythm at the moment. I think we're playing well. I thought if we'd have lost the game 1-0 today, with obviously when they put balls in the box, they've got a real physical presence. If we'd lost the game 1-0, I think I'd be saying the same thing to you. So I don't worry about that stuff. It's hard. It's hard on a really small squad of players. Somebody told me they've got 36 players.
Correct. They're on the back of the program.
Wow. Big program.
Yeah.
For us, we don't have that. We've got two or three youth team lads on the bench today to be able to look like we can fill it. So yeah, it'll be challenging. I want to bring one more to the football club. I want to bring another forward player in because I think that'll give us, obviously Tom Pearce is cup tied, we're getting back for the league game. It's going to be a really demanding schedule. But I'd rather have a replay in the first round proper in 10 days than be out of the competition. We'll play 46 league games like everyone else. We just might play all of ours in the space for fortnight, you never know.
Have you identified the player you've just referred to, the striker that you're after?
Yeah, absolutely. We've got in Charlie Caton a real good one. I think Adam Thomas has been tremendous, particularly in the front two. I think Tom Pearce, wow, you see what he brings to the table. He's such a platform. The reality is when it's great when everyone's fit, but we've had a cup tie today where we've had Charlie Caton on limited minutes, Pearce's cup tied, and Adam Thomas has just been thrown about for the first half. We obviously weren't allowed to give a free kick against their left centre half for the first 55 minutes of the game. So it's great when everyone's fit, but invariably, too often, we've not had the bodies in certain positions. So one away for what's going to be a really busy spell, because like you say, we're not going to play Tuesday, and then we're going to be Saturday, Tuesday until the end of time. And God forbid, imagine if we win that replay, and then all of a sudden there's another one off. So for us, not interested. It'd be really good that we're away from the playoff picture. So the league table, it's brilliant because you don't have to look at it, it becomes an irrelevance. We can just focus on points targets as and when those games come. It's the right time for us to have hit some form away from home because we're going to do a lot of travelling. I think it's now going to be 5 or 6 away games on the spin. A good time to hit some away form and try and replicate what we did last year. So it's been a great day for the football club, a terrific crowd, terrific backing, an outstanding performance that didn't get what it deserved in them key moments in around 18-yard box. We get to do it all again in 10 days.
Come on, thanks for talking to us.
Thank you.
Much.